from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Handoff goes to Patterson, and he is wrapped up and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. And who is it again? Joe Andreessen, having the night of his life.
Chris Brown on the call. Andreessen was great for the Bills. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
Will we see an Andreessen jersey at Saturday's game against the Panthers?
Yes.
Think they move that quickly?
Yeah, I mean,
you can just get a custom one.
Yeah, right. And but wouldn't family be doing that right away?
Family would do it. If you thought to do it after Saturday's game, that might be a quick turnaround if you want it within a week.
803-0550, you get some more calls in on this. What else happened this weekend? The golf was exciting.
The golf was good.
You know, that's why you build a 5-stroke lead, so you can completely fall apart and then still win.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsuyama did that. Premier League week number one is in the books.
All right. Everyone's through. Two zip for the top three teams, which is all I'm focusing on right now.
Tottenham and Leicester play today.
I don't care what Brighton did. They're top of the table, I think.
Preseason. Yeah, Brighton beat Everton 3-0.
Everton.
Great weekend. Woohoo.
Everton, one of these years, Everton actually going to get relegated?
I mean, really. They should.
Come on. It's enough already. It's time for you to get relegated.
803-0550. I'm Keon Coleman in a moment. Zoe in Buffalo. Hey, Zoe. Good morning.
Zoe, you there? There you go.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, good morning. We're talking about those backup quarterbacks. Chicago got a good backup quarterback. Watching him this past two preseason, even last year, that boy throw on a dime. And the other day, Friday, I listened to Steve Tasker, and his blood pressure got raised up. A caller talking about Trubisky and talking about, oh, he's not good. And Steve Tasker, like, what do you want? You want a backup quarterback to be good? So, he's not going to play, he's there to make the starting quarterback better. But I'm like, you want to be comfortable having a backup quarterback just in case, like, out of three games, you're going to at least win one. I mean, with Trubisky, he just, ever since we got rid of him when he was with us, it's like he got worse because he looked decent then. But he... I'm not confident at all with that guy, and I don't think he's gonna make the team.
Well,
I'm waiting for some more cuts to happen after the preseason.
Thanks, though. It's the kind of thing where if Allen were to get hurt, wouldn't they make a move?
They'd sign Tannehill.
Let's look at an example last year. This isn't even unique to the Bills.
Yep,
Josh Dobbs, the Pastronaut, right?
Yes,
Josh Dobbs last season started in Arizona.
Yep.
And Minnesota lost Cousins and traded for Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
They had a backup quarterback.
Yep.
The reality is in the NFL that the backup's quarterback job is not to be the second best quarterback you could possibly get. That's not the job.
All right. Who'd the Browns play in the playoffs?
Joe Flacco.
And when did he arrive?
December.
Week 12 is when he got to the team. Yeah, you'll make your move after.
Josh Dobbs, do you know how many games he played for Minnesota? It seemed like he was a revelation for them, right? Oh, wow, look at this. He's doing something for them. He played 5 games.
That was it?
That's it.
The first game was really good, wasn't it? Did his numbers end up looking pretty good? Like, how many games did he win in those 5?
His first game was 20 of 30 for 156 and 2 touchdowns.
And then rushing, there was a bunch?
Rushing, there was 7 for 66 and a touchdown.
Okay.
Yeah, he ran
That's
for
pretty good.
He ran for a touchdown in his first 3 games, and his passing touchdowns was 4 touchdowns to 1 pick. But I guess...
Arriving midseason.
Shouldn't we live there? If you are, as Zoe points out, like if you are less than confident in Trubisky, you would just believe that if Allen were to get hurt before the deadline, and they need somebody for a month, they would know who to call. I bet they know who they would call. They might
would
call
you do
the Raiders
it though, if it's only a month and you think Allen's coming back at some point.
It depends.
Or would you only do it?
What's your record? I mean, is your record? Are you in trouble? Do you need to make sure you go 3-1?
That's where
Baker Mayfield got traded to the Rams and won in 2 days.
Yeah, that was part of the Dobbs story. I think is he showed up Minnesota that week, and I don't think he started that game.
And he won.
They had another guy who got hurt in the first drive, and he won it. So this can happen.
It's not unusual at all in the league to go out and acquire your next quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it should help, though, right, if the guy's already ingrained in the system and is in the building, right, and knows the receivers and whatnot. Like, I would think you would want them to make that move earlier rather than later if they know, hey, if we ever have to play another guy, he's not currently on the roster. Like, what really is preventing you from doing it right now? Trubisky's contract isn't that. If you look at his contract, like, yeah, they gave him a 2-year deal, but the way his contract is set up is if you decide, they almost set it up if something like this were to happen, where, like, hey, guys, we're not really confident here. If you cut him, it's $750,000 this year and $750,000 next year. Whatever. There's nothing. Under $1 million for a cap that's like $200 million. Whatever. Like, I don't think his contract's preventing you from doing that. It's just really probably what's available is what would be preventing you from doing that. By the way, one other idea if you want it. Chris Trapasso was tweeting last week about Malik Willis, who's currently the Titans' third-string quarterback because they have Mason Rudolph. That would be your game. It would be go find the best third-string quarterback in the league that you think's better than Trubisky. And do it now. Why not?
But doing it now means you have to give up that asset.
Giving up, though.
It depends.
Conditional 7th, a 7-6 swap.
Wait, who is it?
What about Willis? What do I have to give up to get him?
I'm going
to
trade for Malik Willis today.
Yeah, what do I have to give up? A 6-7 swap?
He was a third-round pick. And if you're Tennessee, aren't you waiting to see if someone is a little bit more desperate? What's your motivation to move him?
But what is he? He's a third-string quarterback that they already replaced kind of by signing Rudolph. Like, is he still... But I guess part of that point is then, like, why do I care? If he's not really that valuable, why do I even want him? I'm just, another idea that might be passable that isn't Ben DiNucci would be nice to have in the building. Something that we could even look at on Saturday.
Well, Saturday's...
How about a competition of some sort?
Saturday's where you get, like, trick shot quarterbacks and stuff like that to come in.
Yeah. Yep.
Keith Wenning.
Yeah, that was a guy.
Alex Tanney.
Where's my Thad Lewis? That's what I need. I just want a guy who runs. Josh Johnson went 11 for 11 for the Ravens in the preseason last week.
Maybe
someone should have just signed him to a 10-year contract 10 years ago to be their backup quarterback forever, right?
Yep. 803-0550. Okay. Keon Coleman.
Yes.
Are we going to fight about him for a while?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to hate on him. There was an ongoing debate over the weekend of whether or not Coleman should have caught a touchdown in the Pittsburgh game where he ran a slant and Trubisky threw him a wobbly football that hit him in the hands, and he would have gotten probably blown up had he caught the football by the safety. And there was a debate on whether or not he should have caught the football. I saw it because Joe Marino tweeted about it. Like, I can't even believe that this is controversial, that it would be fair to expect him to catch this football. But there was a lot of, oh, no, no, you can't, you can't. It's one, it's preseason. I don't want him catching that and getting blown up. And two, it's a suicide pass by Trubisky. Like, you're setting up, you're setting your guy up to get blown up there. But go ahead.
I mean, he would have taken a shot.
It's, he would have taken a shot.
It's not a hospital ball.
That's kind of how I saw it. Like,
let's be real about it. It's not a hospital ball.
It would have been a
hard
hit, but it wasn't like...
Right.
He wasn't moving fast enough. And they weren't moving. It was the red zone. No one was moving fast enough for it to be a hospital ball, I don't think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I tweeted out that this has been getting some run. 106 replies. You know you sparked something when you get 106 replies.
Yeah.
Like, just, we have a growing list, it feels like, of things that you're not allowed to ask Keon Coleman to do. And I don't really feel comfortable adding to that list, catch a tough pass while getting hit hard. That feels like the thing he should be, that should be his specialty. No? Isn't part of what makes him good in the league that he'll be able to catch that football while taking a big hit in the end zone?
Yeah, which is why...
I don't want to add that to the list of things I don't want to ask him to do.
Well, I would say nothing's on the list right now, and in 3 weeks you can start adding to the list. And if that's on the list in 3 weeks, then we have a problem. Right?
Yes. I mean, if he's not catching that in the regular season...
That's a big problem.
That's a problem.
It's worth pointing out, like, yeah, the argument was... I saw this. I didn't know this was an argument online until I saw you and Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast commenting on it. Joe pointing, he said, I can't believe this is controversial to say he should have caught this ball.
Right.
And, of course, he should have caught it. Is it a perfect throw? No. It's not a perfect spiral. Might not be in the perfect spot. Coleman's got great hands. Mm-hmm. It's got to be okay to say that a guy should have caught a ball. And we all sit here and say Diggs should have caught the ball in the playoff game. That was a perfect throw.
Yep.
Way down the field. Much more difficult catch. But whatever. Should have caught it. Didn't catch it. You're a top receiver in the NFL. That's a drop.
Yep.
It's funny. I learned over the weekend that drops and the ball coming out because it's separated from you by the ground are different. Javon Baker in the preseason game against the Eagles on Thursday, that was not a drop by Pro Football Focus's metrics. It's not a drop.
Why again? Because
if you drop it, that's different than you don't complete the catch to Pro Football. I think it's just a definition of...
So if you kind of have it and then you hit the ground and the ground jars the ball free.
That's a different kind of drop.
Okay.
Which, hey, we're fresh off the Olympics where we get a lot of degree of difficulty stuff. I guess that makes sense to nuance that a little bit more where, hey, here are my hands. It hit me in the hands, and then it hits the turf. is not quite the same as Javon Baker diving 60 yards downfield.
Right.
Ball comes out on the turf because he hit the ground. So that's just an aside out of nowhere.
Right, for comparison, okay, so what that sounds like to me is Coleman here, the ball hits him in the hands, and then it bounces off his hands and hits the turf. So maybe that would count as a drop versus if he caught the ball and then got hit by the safety and the safety jarred free, then that's not a drop.
Right. Or a different kind of drop.
Okay.
The way the Pro Football Focus does it. You don't have to do it that way.
But that's also not what happened.
No, that's right. He just did not catch the ball.
He just didn't catch the football.
And the thing of it for me, the bigger picture on Coleman with that play, they played him a lot. At first I thought, I think they really want to get him something in the preseason. They want to get him a touchdown. They want to get him a catch.
He has three end zone targets now.
Yeah.
Three end zone targets.
And let's also be honest. The only way they've gotten him the ball is on backed off soft coverage. They throw it to him real quick. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way he's got the ball in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're not game planning. Okay, I know that. This is me telling you, I'm not worried about it. I don't think you have to care about it in the preseason. However, I think the Bills were trying to get the ball to him. I think the Bills want to get, for you and me and fans out there, or for him,
mm-hmm.
or for whoever, they want to get him making a positive play in the preseason, and it doesn't have to mean anything, but he really hasn't shown at all.
Not yet. Did he play the whole half?
He played into the second half.
He played into the second half. I didn't notice that.
That's in part because MVS is hurt.
Yeah, okay.
Claypool is out, right? Like, their receiving core, all of a sudden, I've got to throw in Damir Bird and mm-hmm. Deion Kane. Like, the receiving core.
But he was out there with Ben DiNucci.
He was out with Ben DiNucci. DiNucci did go in the first half.
Yeah, end of the second quarter.
DiNucci got a lot of time. So, right, yep. I've got Keon Coleman trying to catch passes from Ben DiNucci. My first thought was the exact same reaction you probably just had, which is, wow, that's a long time for a starting receiver.
Yeah.
Coleman played 100% of the snaps with the starters and then on into the second half.
Yeah.
To me, that is, we are trying to get him going. Whether that's more looks, more reps, more routes, see how he, how he's working on the things we're wanting him to work on. I don't think that's controversial at all, right? The preseason pledge says none of what happens here actually matters for the player's success.
Mm-hmm.
And drops. Jamar Chase had trouble catching the ball in his first preseason. And there's a big story how he can't catch. That's Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't one of the stories that he said it's more difficult because the college ball has white stripes on it?
It was the stripes on it.
That was Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not hearing me worried about it. But I think the Bills, I've said it a couple times, I'll say it again, I think the Bills want to get him going
mm-hmm.
before the season begins. Because for whatever they're seeing in practice, whatever's going on, they got to groom him in the right way. And then there's the criticism of the Bills or not game planning or whatever. The end zone targets he's getting, these are not the kind of targets he will be getting in the end zone, I don't think. He's not going to be running.
No,
I don't know. I don't think so.
What is it? What's left then? Fades?
Yeah, fades, zone sitters. Yeti is going to beat man coverage on a slant. I don't know how often you think that's going to happen for him.
He did kind of do it.
On that one, there's off coverage and there's an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's right there. But the one at the stadium the previous week, he just did not beat the guy.
No, he didn't. No, neither one. Right. Well, one of them was Jalen Johnson, right, which is very tough to do. The other one, as Joe Marino pointed out last week when he was on with us, there was no excuse why he shouldn't have won that route or why he shouldn't have gotten open. It's outside leverage for the corner. He's running an inside route every time he should get open on that play. And maybe that is a red zone route where they would have watched that with him on film after the game and gone, you need to get open on this play. You need to do this different, or you need to make your break earlier or something, because that's a red zone target where you're hoping, I think, that he's going to have just a little bit of space, and if the catch is a little bit tough, he'll be able to pull it down, but you need that little bit of space, and he didn't have it. So, I don't know. There's not much left if you start saying, he can't. There's these certain red zone routes he can't run, or that is too tough a pass for him to catch, if you're out there on Twitter thinking that. I just don't like creating this long list of things that this receiver cannot do. Because if that starts happening in the regular season, it's going to be really hard to ignore the idea that they drafted a really limited wide receiver. And I'm not ready to subscribe to that yet, that they drafted a really limited wide receiver.
803-0550 on Coleman, on backup quarterback. You can give us a call. And on Joe Andreessen as well. 803-0550. That's the phone number. Sal at 8. It is on to week 3 of the preseason here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.